Lively Stone's Meditations for 16th August 2022. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Reading from 2 Samuel 22, verses 1 to 4. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song, on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." On Sunday morning, while tackling the breakfast dishes, I found myself singing, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." It was only later that the thought occurred that the Lord was speaking to me through praise. I'm a bit slow on the uptake on occasions. Some of you may know of recent difficulties we have had with a neighbour, as well as issues with careless work done in the house. All of us experience such things from time to time, and we try to put them behind us and look forward. However, these, at root, are spiritual attacks, whether purposed or innocent, and the evil one uses these troubling moments to draw us away from God. To take the attitude that worse things happen at sea, or look at what is happening in Ukraine or Afghanistan, while commendable, is not going to remedy the situation. The prophet Samuel points us in the only direction with the happiest outcome: call upon the Lord. The word "so" could be translated as "in this way." In this way I shall be saved from my enemies. By simply calling upon the Lord, by naming him in spirit. He already knows of the situation, but he delights to know that we in turn, if we turn to him in our time of trouble, he is worthy of honor and praise and the only way of escape. This we know, but the human connection with our Lord can be tenuous at times, in that our attention wants to focus on the problem, to deal with it, instead of seeking his help. At least I find that that is often so. But praise him, he is looking out for us, even when we are not looking to him. Did we find these situations easy, even believing that the Lord was with us? No, we did not. It was difficult, because menace, when it confronts you, is disorientating. Only afterwards do we see that the Spirit of the Lord has moved and delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me. Verse 18. He is with us in the fire, just as he is with us in times of rest. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Verse 20. Meditate on these things. 2 Samuel 22, 14 to 20. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And finally, a holy condition, Oswald Chambers on Joy and Peace. Peace, life in the Spirit. If we are to be sanctified, it must be by the God of peace himself. The power that makes the life of the saint does not come from our efforts at all. It comes from the heart of the God of peace. From If You Shall Ask,